There is no option to opt out on your corporate laptop. That's Meta's CTO replying to an engineer who asked how to stop the company from recording every mouse click and every screen on his work computer to train Meta's AI. 8,000 of his coworkers will be laid off in 10 days. Some of them are now openly hoping to be on the list. Welcome to AI in 15 for Sunday, May 10th, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Sunday show, Marcus, but a heavy lineup. The New York Times has a deeply reported piece on what the AI transformation actually looks like inside Meta. Surveillance, layoffs, and forced training of your own replacement. Google quietly turned its Gemini file search into a multimodal RAG service. The April Challenger report says AI is now the number one cause of U.S. layoffs for the second month running. A peer-reviewed study in Science finds an OpenAI reasoning model out-triages emergency room doctors. Microsoft researchers published a benchmark showing frontier models silently corrupt a quarter of any document you delegate to them. Mark Zuckerberg, the philanthropist, is dropping $500 million on AI biology. And Peter Thiel is funding floating data centers in the ocean. Inside Meta, the AI transformation feels like surveillance. AI hits 26% of U.S. layoffs. And an AI doctor beats human ones at triage. Lead story, Marcus. The Times published Friday what may be the clearest public window we have into what AI transformation actually looks like inside a big tech company. Walk me through it.
It's a remarkable piece of reporting, Kate. Two converging pressures are crushing morale across Meta's 78,000-person workforce. First, a 10% layoff round scheduled for May 20th, roughly 8,000 jobs. Second, a new internal surveillance system Meta is calling the Model Capability Initiative. Every mouse movement, every click, every drop-down selection, every screen on every corporate laptop is captured and used as training data for Meta's AI assistants. When an engineering manager asked publicly on Workplace, quote, "This makes me super uncomfortable. How do we opt out?" CTO Andrew Bosworth replied flatly, "There is no option to opt out on your corporate laptop." The post drew over 100 angry face reactions.
And performance reviews now factor in how much you use the AI.
Exactly that, Kate. Employees are being graded on how heavily they use the same AI assistants many of them believe will replace them. A user research employee called the situation, quote, "incredibly demoralizing." Workers have built at least three internal countdown websites for the May 20th cut, including one titled Big Beautiful Layoff. Some are openly hoping to be selected so they can collect severance. HR head Janelle Gale acknowledged the month-long ambiguity is, quote, "incredibly unsettling." Zuckerberg's framing is that the data captures, quote, "how smart people use computers." That line has not landed well internally.
Why does this matter beyond Meta?
Because it exposes the contradiction at the heart of the big tech AI rollout, Kate. You cannot simultaneously tell employees to adopt AI tools as a productivity metric and lay off 10% of them, while also training those same AI tools on their keystrokes. The optics are catastrophic, but the deeper issue is that this is what top-down AI transformation actually looks like in 2026. No agency, surveillance dressed as innovation, and a workforce that's been turned into reluctant data labelers. Wall Street has been pressing Zuckerberg for a clearer AI strategy after the Muse Spark launch underwhelmed. The leaks suggest the internal cost of his pace is enormous. And every other big tech CEO is reading this article right now, thinking, that's our playbook too.
Quick hits. Marcus, the April Challenger report dropped this week, and the numbers are stark.
They are, Kate. The report counted 88,387 announced job cuts in April. Of those, 21,490, 26%, cited AI as the direct cause. AI is now the number one reason cited for layoffs in the United States for the second consecutive month. Tech absorbed the largest share at 33,000 cuts. Year to date, AI has caused roughly 49,000 cuts, about 16% of all 2026 layoff plans, up from 13% through March. April overall layoffs jumped 38% over March.
And Meta's 8,000 aren't even in this number yet.
Correct, Kate. The May 20th cut hits next month's report. Microsoft, Amazon, and others have been on the same trajectory. There's an honest caveat. AI-related is sometimes a relabel for cost-cutting that would have happened anyway. But for a year, the labor data lagged the rhetoric. It's catching up now. The political pressure that follows is probably a much bigger story for the second half of 2026 than the layoffs themselves. The libertarian read, Kate, is that creative destruction has always been how the economy reallocates labor. And the deflation in AI services is real productivity. The harder read is that this transition is moving faster than any retraining or safety net can plausibly absorb. Both can be true.
Healthcare story, Marcus. A peer-reviewed paper in Science just dropped that has the medical community talking.
Adam Rodman at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center led the study, Kate. Using real-world data from a Boston emergency room, they found that an OpenAI reasoning model hit the correct or near-correct diagnosis at triage roughly 67% of the time. Compare that to 55 and 50% for two physician reviewers working from the same notes. The model was strongest in management reasoning, clinical reasoning, and documentation, exactly the areas that historically required experience-based judgment. And critically, the model was using only text from electronic health records. No images, no sounds, no nonverbal cues that human clinicians normally have access to.
Caveats.
Plenty, Kate. This is retrospective, not prospective. It's text only. It does not measure patient outcomes or unintended harms. Real ER triage involves a worried family, a kid pulling on your coat, ambient noise, gut feel. But this is peer-reviewed in Science with Harvard collaboration. It is not an industry blog post. ER triage is one of the highest stakes, highest volume cognitive bottlenecks in medicine, Kate. If even part of this generalizes, the conversation moves from, could AI help one day, to what is the regulatory and liability path. Expect the FDA, the AMA, and malpractice carriers to be very loud about this in the coming months, and expect the first hospital systems to deploy reasoning models as a triage assist, not a replacement, within the next 12 months.
Counterpoint story, Marcus. Microsoft researchers published a benchmark called Delegate 52 that climbed Hacker News this weekend.
384 points, Kate, and an important counterweight to the agentic AI hype. Delegate 52 covers 310 environments across 52 professional domains: coding, crystallography, genealogy, music notation. Documents averaging 15,000 tokens, with 5 to 10 complex editing tasks each. The headline finding: even frontier models, Gemini 3.1 Pro, Claude 4.6 Opus, GPT 5.4, corrupt an average of 25% of document content by the end of long delegated workflows. The errors are sparse but severe, and they silently compound. Agentic tool use does not help. Damage gets worse with larger documents, longer interactions, and distractor files in context.
So the more you delegate, the more it breaks.
The JPEG analogy from the comments is the right one, Kate. Each LLM pass is like resaving a JPEG, except the input is intent. Simon Willison and others argued the round-trip framing is a bit unrealistic. Frequent users already know not to do this. But the broader point about silent semantic ablation in delegated agent workflows landed hard. This cuts directly against the agentic AI pitch dominating every enterprise deck this year, Kate. If the longer the delegation, the worse the corruption, and tool use does not fix it, then the architectural answer is not more autonomy. It's keeping the LLM as a thin translation layer over deterministic processes. That is a meaningfully different product strategy than what most agentic startups are selling.
Developer story now, Marcus. Google upgraded the Gemini API file search tool late last week, and it's a quiet but significant move.
Three changes that meaningfully shift the RAG tooling landscape, Kate. First, multimodal retrieval via Gemini embedding 2. Images, charts, product photos, diagrams, all index into the same vector store as text. You can search an archive for, quote, an image with a melancholic mood alongside text queries. Second, page-level citations. Every response is tied back to the exact source page. That's a real ergonomic win for verifiable RAG. Third, custom metadata filtering. You can scope queries to a department, a date range, a project, which reduces hallucinated cross-context bleed.
And the pricing.
Aggressive, Kate. Storage and query time embeddings are free. Charges only on initial indexing and standard Gemini I/O tokens. Supported formats include PDF, Docs, Excel, CSV, JSON, SQL, Jupyter, HTML, Markdown, and PNG and JPEG up to 4K. For the entire ecosystem of RAG-as-a-service startups, Pinecone, Vespa, Weaviate, Google just bundled the most requested features into a free storage offering inside the Gemini API. Multimodal RAG was a real differentiator a quarter ago. It is now table stakes. Combined with verifiable citations, this is the kind of building block that pushes enterprise adoption forward without a lot of fanfare. Quietly, this is one of the more important shipping moves of the past 2 weeks.
Anthropic update, Marcus. We covered the SpaceX Colossus deal Thursday, but a board decision on the funding round is now imminent.
Bloomberg reports the Anthropic board is expected to decide this month on a $50 billion preemptive raise at an $850 to $900 billion valuation, Kate. The trajectory is staggering. $61.5 billion in March 2025, $183 billion last September, $380 in February, potentially $900 billion in May. That would top OpenAI's $852 billion post-money raise from earlier this year. The financial backdrop justifies it on paper. ARR has crossed $30 billion, up from about $9 billion at the end of 2025. The run rate is trending toward $40 billion. Customers spending over $1 million annualized have doubled in 2 months and now exceed 1,000. CoinDesk pegs an IPO for June. The SpaceX compute lock-in we covered Thursday now reads as IPO prep. The two-horse race between OpenAI and Anthropic is now genuinely two horses, Kate.
Philanthropy story with an awkward edge, Marcus. Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan committed $500 million to AI biology this week.
Through BioHub, Kate, over 5 years into what they're calling the Virtual Biology Initiative. The goal, open datasets to train predictive AI models of human cells. Virtual cells that simulate how cells function, malfunction, and respond to therapies. Allocation is $400 million to internal research, $100 million as external grants worldwide. The framing is the long-running cure-all-disease in our children's lifetime mission.
And the contrast with the lead story.
Hard to miss, Kate. Zuckerberg the philanthropist is making $500 million open data bets on AI for biology. Zuckerberg the CEO is forcing surveillance software onto his employees and laying off 10% of them. Same person, very different vibes. AI for biology is shaping up to be the next major frontier after foundation models, with DeepMind's AlphaFold lineage, MetaZone ESM, and MuSpark biology pushes, and now this. Open data is the limiting reagent. Most cellular data is locked in commercial silos. A $100 million grant pool for global researchers could shift the field's pace meaningfully if it's deployed well.
Last quick hit, Marcus, and it pairs with the Anthropic SpaceX orbital line from Thursday. Silicon Valley is now putting real money into floating ocean data centers.
Oregon-based Panthalassa raised $140 million in a round led by Peter Thiel, Kate, valuing the startup near $1 billion. total Silicon Valley commitment to the ocean compute thesis is now around 200 million. The pitch? Massive floating orbs paired with on-site AI compute, powered by wave energy and cooled with circulating seawater. Cooling alone eats 30 to 40% of a typical data center's electricity, so seawater is a meaningful saving. Data is shipped via low Earth orbit satellites. Their Ocean 3 prototypes are slated for offshore operation around August, with commercial systems planned for 2027.
And the macro driver.
The IEA projects AI-driven energy demand growing roughly 30% annually through 2030, potentially reaching 3% of global electricity, Kate. Land-based data centers are running into permitting walls, water scarcity, and grid constraints. Hence, ocean. The challenges are not small. Corrosion, biofouling, jurisdictional gray zones in international waters, underwater noise pollution, data sovereignty problems. Combine this with Anthropic's gigawatts in orbit line we covered Thursday, and you can sketch the next phase of compute infrastructure. AI training is being pushed off the conventional grid entirely. Whether oceans and orbits actually pencil out economically is another question. But the capital is genuinely showing up.
Big picture, Marcus.
Three threads run through today's stories, Kate. First, compute is leaving the ground. Anthropic is taking SpaceX's Colossus, talking about orbital data centers, locking in $200 billion with Google. Teal is funding ocean data centers. Land-based capacity simply will not be enough. Second, the labor reality is hardening. Meta is the public face, but the challenger numbers say AI is now the number one cited reason for layoffs 2 months running. The cultural moment of AI the tool has crossed into AI replaces the headcount. Third, reasoning is the unlock, but delegation is fragile. The Science ER paper and Anthropic's commercial momentum show reasoning models doing things their predecessors could not. But Delegate 52 is the inconvenient counter. Hand the entire workflow to an agent and you still corrupt 25% of content. The pro-Western libertarian read, Kate, is that the sober middle path, thin LLM layers over deterministic systems, paired with transparent labor transitions and capital flowing where it earns a return, is where serious enterprise AI lands, not at the maximalist agentic pitch, not at the doomer veto, somewhere disciplined in between.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.